Australian warships, aircraft and special forces soldiers will help secure November's APEC meeting of world leaders in Papua New Guinea. Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the massive Australian military effort, but not how much it will cost. Here's Defence reporter Andrew Green.
For well over a year, Papua New Guinea's fledgling military has been doing its best to prepare for the biggest international event the country has ever hosted. The PNG Defence Force is conducting regular anti-terrorism drills in Port Moresby. The capital is considered by many to be one of the most dangerous cities in the world. But in November, world leaders, including US Vice President Mike Pence, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese Premier Xi Jinping and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison are all expected to arrive for the APEC meeting.
Well, APEC is going to be a big challenge for our neighbour in PNG. It's a very important event for PNG. And I know they're terribly excited about it, and I'm looking forward to going up there later in the year, as and I've spoken to other leaders who will be there at the same time.
In recent weeks, Australian patrol boats conducted maritime drills with the PNG military as part of Exercise Paradise. Royal Australian Navy Commander John Cohen spoke to local media last month.
Can I say that the PNG Defence Force maritime element has shown itself to be a very, very capable organisation and certainly, I think, well prepared to meet the challenges ahead.
Maritime security is a major focus for APEC preparations, with Papua New Guinea's policing capabilities considered to be very limited. It's feared cruise ships, which will be used as temporary accommodation, could be particularly vulnerable to terror strikes and will need the protection of Special Forces soldiers who are highly skilled at boarding vessels at sea. The ABC has today revealed that Special Forces from Australia have already been deployed to the impoverished country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison again.
As you can expect, with so many world leaders coming together, the security and other arrangements that need to be placed need significant support. Our support to Papua New Guinea in hosting APEC has been in the works now for 12, 18 months.
Australian taxpayers are expected to pay a large portion of the costs of PNG's ambitious plan to host APEC, partly to stave off the rising Chinese influence in the nearby nation. But the government says a final figure won't be known for some time.
Defence reporter Andrew Green there.